This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Ave in South Philly. The tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickie's. Find a location near you, chickiesandpeets.com. If you are headed to WWE SmackDown, come on over before SmackDown. Ask Jack what he thinks of John Cena turning heel.
Oh, did you see it? I think it should lead to a good 5:30 Creed. If I know my wrestlers, like I think I know my
wrestling
fans. They
know Creed. Yeah, they know Creed.
Okay.
It is time for everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, rarely on the top five, usually the top five at five is making fun of someone, you know. It's rarely is it an actual list.
Yeah, it's just an excuse for you to make fun of one of us.
Or other shows.
Right, or other shows.
Yeah. That's usually what the top five is. But since it was, or is, Walter White's birthday today, Bryan Cranston, get me thinking about a different aspect of the show, which is the most annoying TV show characters of all time, which we'll get to.
Wow.
We know where you're going
with
that one.
In this top five of five. The top five most annoying TV characters of all time.
Okay.
Now, number five, I know, I don't like to do this, but if I don't put him on there, he's one of my least favorites of all time. And that's Joffrey Lannister, who is from Game of Thrones, but I know you guys didn't watch Game of Thrones.
My God.
But
how are you doing this segment by putting a Game of Thrones person
It was a great show. The first four seasons were great.
Dork stuff. Oh, look at the dragon. Oh, look at Yorkos Marthalos or whatever.
And look,
he's wearing a fur and he's got a sword.
Dude, swords are dope. If we're being honest.
He's got a sword. Oh, it's the Red Wedding. Oh, look at the dragon.
Yeah. So I want to get that one out of the way. But Joffrey Lannister is the woat. The woat of woats.
Glad you got that one out of the way.
Yep.
Hold the door.
You seem to know a lot about games.
Because you dorks talk about it online all the time. It's impossible to follow. Who knows? There's a billion characters. They all have weird names. And what are they even talking about? It's a stupid show.
It's so stupid. You're not a Dungeons & Dragons guy.
Yeah, you need so much free time to figure out what's going on in that stupid show and talk to everyone about it. I'm convinced most of you dorks don't even know what's going on in the show.
I'm just there for
who's going to win? The one guy in the pelt or the other guy in the pelt?
so that's Spike.
He really didn't like the show.
No, I know.
Oh, look at who's the Lizard King?
I don't think that was it.
Okay.
Number four is Janice Soprano. Janice Soprano, every time she came on, I got angry.
Yeah.
Like, just a miserable character, deceitful, annoying, complaining all the time.
Yeah. Ran through all of Tony's friends.
Let's be honest. Poor Bobby Bacala, you know.
Just ran him into the ground.
So the only mob thing I ever watched and really liked was Goodfellas. Was she like Karen in Goodfellas? Similar character, Henry Hill's wife.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jack doesn't.
Or maybe even his wife in
kind of in
Casino, which was
kind of in that same vein.
Okay.
Yes, except it was his sister.
Oh, his sister. Oh, okay. Yes.
Please don't talk about Dr. Melfi like that, by the way.
Yes, that was Karen Hill. Yeah, how'd you know that?
I thought it was her, but I had to.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah. Yes. And you don't know who Dr. Melfi is.
Yes.
No.
Disrespectful.
Is that another Game of Thrones thing?
No.
That's Sopranos.
Okay. She's a great character. Yeah. Third most annoying TV character of all time is Turtle from Entourage.
Oh, the worst person. First of all, I've never even seen the show. You guys can talk
about. You've never seen Entourage?
No.
This man has named three shows that you've never seen.
Look, I've never seen Entourage, but I can tell you that guy Turtle is I almost just cursed. Is King Loser.
Turtle was a cool character.
No, he wasn't.
Jack, stop it with the annoying. He was not annoying.
He was annoying.
If anybody was annoying, it was Vince.
Vince actually was really annoying. Yes. But Turtle, like, he's just such a latch-on kind of guy in that
sure.
show.
Look at me. I got a podcast. I live in Ohio. I pretend I'm a New Yorker. What a loser.
You with the personal touch.
Well, it's just like...
Spike's over here having a separate thing going
with
on.
With Turtle. Like,
yes.
Like, first of all, your name is Turtle. You should call your podcast Sports with Turtle. The second thing is, you can't walk around talking about what a New Yorker you are when you're buried in a basement in Ohio on Zoom calls doing your podcast talking about you're a New Yorker. You
go to New York. Ohio's a great state.
It's a great state, but let's be honest. If you're going to walk around pretending you're Mr. Nick and yada, 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 you should live in New York. You shouldn't visit three times a year when you happen to get, you know, courtside tickets at the Knicks. The guy is a tool bag.
Wow.
I'm just saying, he is. The guy's just like a complete tool bag fraud. He's a fraud. You had one role. You are Turtle. Turtle. Turtle, 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 Turtle. You're a Turtle forever.
Well, he's come unhinged on two out of three your answers.
I can't take that guy. Oh, I love the Yankees. Why are you choosing to live in Ohio then, Mr. New Yorker?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. I'm done. You guy's a total doofus. He's 3 feet tall. The Elliot towers over this guy. Okay, sorry, I'm done. Sorry, his perfectly manicured facial hair. Turtle. Okay, I'm done. Right. Going to the next one.
The second most annoying TV character of all time. Now, she died in the middle of the show, so whatever, but Tony's mom. Tony's mom was a miserable sap.
Yeah.
Just every time she was shown, it was just like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy to be alive.
You could have had Lydia on here over, well, yeah, she is higher than Janice, so yes.
Yeah.
That's two good ones.
Yeah, she's number two.
Yeah.
She's number two.
Yeah, Lydia was
just a drag.
That was the mom.
On the screen.
Tony's mom.
Yes. Tony's mom.
Okay.
Tony's mom. You should watch Sopranos.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Spike literally hasn't watched one of these shows you've named.
Yeah, I know.
No, I haven't. I haven't watched any of them.
Yeah.
Well, so we did a podcast last night, and my partner's in Japan on vacation, so we have one of our writers filling in, and The Sopranos came up, and he said the same thing. You should watch The Sopranos. And I said, I don't have time. There's too many episodes. And he said, what do you mean you don't have time? I was like, brother, do you have to watch every Phillies game? Because I get home, and 6 months out of the year, I'm watching the friggin' Phillies. The other 6 months, I'm watching the friggin' Sixers. When do you want me to watch a whole series of The Sopranos? I don't have time.
Yeah.
Also, mob stuff, not into it, too fake.
I know.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do have time.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That's a lot of TV.
I watch the same games you watch.
Well, but you already saw The Sopranos.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you had and here's the other thing. Is that my TV, and I'm not saying I don't want to watch The Sopranos, but when I'm watching TV shows, it's my wife and I pick like one show to watch, and we watch that, and she has no interest.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't have any interest, there truly isn't time.
I know.
Yeah.
I
don't want
to. I know you don't want to.
Yeah.
But the number one most annoying TV show character of all time and the basis of this list is Skyler White.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, very annoying.
A miserable character.
Well, at least you've seen that one.
Yes, I have seen Breaking Bad. I watched that when I was unemployed in between YSP and WIP. Yeah, she's very annoying. Now, his son, what did he change? What did his son change his name to? Walt Jr. changed his name to, like, Jacob or something?
I don't know.
Walt Jr. changed his name. He was pretty annoying, too.
No, he was Finn.
Finn. That's right, Finn. But, yeah, Skyler was murder. Now, she was in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, her husband was a teacher and turned into a meth lord or whatever. But she was pretty annoying.
Yeah,
you know,
she could have had a lot more compassion.
Yeah.
Yes.
For what he was trying to do.
She could have been a bro one time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need you to be holier than thou when I'm trying to get financial security for you and the kids.
Yep.
Before I die.
No yes. grateful. There's no grateful.
Yes.
No, no, yes.
And her sister was really annoying in the show, too.
Yes.
He had to take down Hector Salamanca. Salamanca.
Yes.
What was the other guy's name? What was the first one? The first one they killed. The first drug dealer with the car. He was crazy.
Remember.
Tuco.
Well, no, wasn't Salamanca was the guy in the wheelchair?
Yes.
And then who was and
Tuco
Gus.
Was his nephew.
And then who? Gus?
That's Gustavo.
Gustavo.
Frank. Gustavo Frank. Yes. Yeah, Gus yeah. Frank.
That's a great character.
That was a great character.
But Skyler, worst character. Well, I would say Finn is the worst character on the show.
Man,
but Skyler
Finn
is the most annoying.
Man.
I was like, oh, congratulations, you set up a website. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like every idiot, my dad can set up a website. Like, come on. Like, you know, oh, great.
Oh, man.
I was like, you know, you went to GeoCities. Wow, look at what Finn did.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not impressed by much, are
no,
you?
No,
Skyler
no, no.
Skyler did hook up the car wash.
She did. She was his partner for a while.
Yeah, but the whole thing with Ted, I couldn't get past that.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. This hour is brought to you by Kind of Torn Window. What a performance by me on that. I didn't even know any of those characters.
Pretty good.
This hour is brought to you by Kind of Torn Window. Take advantage of Kind of Torn Window's big year and nope. Why do I do that?
I don't know.
What happened?
Can't read.
Take advantage of 0% financing from Guida for up to 72 months. That is 6 years. And save 20% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is. What is it? Friday?
Yeah.
On the record Friday.
On the record Friday.
On the record Friday.
Yeah.
Not football Friday.
Israel in Southwest Philly. What's up?
Hi, Fritzy baby. What's happening?
What's up, Israel?
Not much, man. You know, I was listening to EST, and I ain't with trading A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
A.J., he's a guy. He one of them one. I'm not mm-hmm. for no fourth. I'm sorry. I'm against mm-hmm. that.
The number four pick in the draft?
Yeah.
For a generational edge rusher?
No.
On a rookie deal?
I'm against. He He, him. AJ is him.
What if it freed up the money for you to go get DK Metcalf and you replace AJ with DK and you end up with DK Metcalf and Abdul Carter?
No, I'm keeping AJ. I'm keeping AJ. I'm sorry.
Like the commitment.
I'm just saying.
It does. I mean, AJ's a great player. I love having AJ Brown, but then you get two great players.
So listen, Mike. Me and OG Wade, we're not AJ fans. I'm not an AJ fan, but again,
okay. Oh, yeah. Well, oh, so you're not. You're a Jalen. Oh, well, then I know why you need AJ here, so you can keep pretending. Number one is. Oh, I gotcha. I hear you. We're good. We're good.
Don't let him flip it on you. Yeah.
All right, next.
That's partly true.
I want Milton Williams. Next week, I think that should be the priority. Milton signed.
Oh, you're the first one to say Milton Williams, to bring Milton Williams back.
Yeah. So my reason why is because, you know, I replay in my head that Super Bowl when Pacheco ran all over us and Hargrave couldn't stop the run. Milton Williams could do both.
Milton Williams is good. I think the question on Milton Williams is going from, you pay him like that, he's got to go from a 40% of the snap guy to, you know, an 80% of the snap guy like that, or 75 with Jordan Davis mixed in there. I guess the Eagles would know better than we will how he'll do that. And whoever's going to pay him is going to expect that of him. And, sometimes players can and sometimes players can't. Bryce Huff, I'm not saying Milton Williams is Bryce Huff, but Bryce Huff couldn't. You know, and sometimes players are great in that role. So that's a bet. But he was great this year. I just wonder how great he is if he's got to play twice as many snaps as he played.
Well, I was at a preseason game. I think it was the COVID year because I ended up catching COVID. It was Pittsburgh, and I watched Milton Williams play. And he wasn't to me. I've seen him get moved around a couple times. He's improved. I think he can do it.
All right, Israel, you got a bad guy to cheer for?
So in the beginning, I did it, but I thought about it, I hashed it over, and this is going to be a good one for you. It's your dad.
That's a good answer. Yeah. That's a good answer, Israel. Howard Eskett is a good answer.
And now, yeah. Yep.
I mean, Jack started with me.
Well, that was a joke.
I saw it in your eyes. You like that?
No, I know. It was a little creepy.
I read it.
Yeah.
I read in your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the smile.
Yeah.
The smirk.
Yeah.
That Fritz smirk. The real question on Becton, I really wonder what the market on Becton's going to be and what the Eagles will have to, you know, he could take a discount to be here, but he's not going to, we've said this a lot of times, he's not going to take a $10 million discount to be here. So whether somebody else looks at Mekhi Becton, sees all the things we're talking about today, and decides to pay him as a foundational piece, I think the Eagles can pay him. I just don't know if the Eagles can pay him what somebody else can pay him based on everything else they've invested in the offensive line from a financial perspective.
Yeah, this is a double-edged sword when it comes to Mekhi Becton because you don't know exactly what everybody else out there feels. There could be a sense that people feel like he was only as good as he is because he was playing with the Eagles.
And surrounded by
elite-level players.
By
the talent that he was surrounded by. And so they may not view him as that top-level offensive lineman becoming available via free agency. So they may not want to take the risk of committing $20 million a year for Mekhi Becton.
Can I say this? And Mr. Lurie, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Stoutland better be the highest paid position coach in the NFL. He better be close.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
The success of this team relies so heavily on what he's been able to do. And it's not some thing that we've invented. You ask the offensive linemen, and they all say the same thing about him.
Oh,
you know?
No, the proof is in the pudding. Like, we see it. And the thing I love about Coach Stout is that he's not out here trying to grandstand and demanding anything and all these other things. They're taking care of business behind the scenes. I'd be surprised if Coach Stoutland has not been the highest paid O lineman in football for a number of years. Like, that's how you keep your assistants. That's how you keep them from going somewhere else.
Well,
is that you give him pay raises every year. And I think he has another title to his name. He's a
run game coordinator.
Is he assistant head coach or something?
I don't think maybe it would make sense. But he also, remember like 2 years ago, there was a rumor of him going back to Alabama?
Yep.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That got him a raise.
That got him a real quick raise.
Yep.
Well, they can't afford to lose him.
No.
You know? And thankfully, he doesn't have the desire to, I don't know if he would be considered for a bigger role somewhere else, but
he doesn't want to call plays. Like, he's not looking to be an OC. Because he could have just demanded that here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's looking to be an OC. He loves coaching in the trenches. And, I mean, listen, we talk about the old lineman that we've had for X amount of years. We've gone from Juan Castillo, who was viewed as one of the top O-line coaches in the league when he was here.
Yep.
We brought in Howard Mudd.
Yes.
Who had coached in Indianapolis all those years with Peyton Manning. And I think Howard Mudd was the one who drafted Jason Kelsey.
Oh, really?
I think Kelsey reminded him of Jeff Saturday. So I think I remember that coming out when they drafted him. But then they went from Howard Mudd to Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah, Kelsey said that, or Howie said that in the first preseason game, Howard Mudd came up to him and said, that's going to be your starting center.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because remember, like, Kelsey was not the starter.
Oh, he
was. It was still Jamal.
Man, it is crazy to think that Jason Kelsey played long enough to he started when Jamal Jackson was the starter.
Yeah.
It's just the runs that Kelsey, Fletch, and Brandon Graham had here in terms of longevity on one team and got to, and Brandon Graham, we all assume, will retire as an Eagle, whether it's this year or not.
Right.
Just one team.
Yep.
Incredible runs.
And Lane's going on there, too. I mean, Lane's drafted in 13.
Right. Yep. And he's got 2-3 years left, you would assume.
I think it finally, and it's great for the former players or those guys who got to play here as long as they did, but the Eagles finally realized that being penny-wise and pound-foolish just wasn't worth it. There's something about having your great players wear your uniform and be attached to your organization. And they realized the value in that, and that's why those guys, the core four, stayed around here as long as they stayed around here.
And that's why they pay guys before it's time so they don't go. And by the way, it's a smart money move too because you end up looking at these guys. The number always looks big in the beginning, but then in 2 years you look at the number again and you're like, oh, wow, he's the ninth highest paid at his position.
And I think they ultimately regretted letting Brian Dolphins go.
I'm sure.
And I think Mr. Lurie, whether he admits that or not, they just vowed to never allow that to happen again with great players that have played here.
It's on
like
the record.
Dog should have never wore another jersey either.
On the record Friday on WIP, tell us the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week if it's only one.
Neither should I.
And for next question, what is the...
They didn't learn
that in there.
They didn't learn their lesson in 05, you know?
What is a bad guy you cheer for? Bruce in D.C.
I figured I'd throw that in there.
I got it. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great.
What's up,
Bruce?
Awesome. Hey, look, man. Hey, I wore my Eagles bathrobe out to the supermarket and caught some more bad eyes. I'm just loving it. But it's sickness to these D.C. Bomando fans about the Eagles winning. It's just joy seeing down here. I'm sorry. Yeah, but
we haven't heard from your brother in a while either.
He's working at night, and he usually chimes in at 10 to 11 because
he's a midday guy.
Yeah. I mean,
what a loser.
well, see, during the day, the problem is that, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, with people going back to work, he can't work from home anymore. So now he's got to stick on his feet. He's a federal guy. So
he got the email.
Not the email, but the other thing about going back to work.
Going back to work. That's what I mean. Yep.
Yeah. So it's hard for him to call during the day, but anyway. You already know my answer because look, we had this discussion the other day. So I'm not jumping on Ike's bandwagon, but y'all
come
heard
on.
Me say this the other
come
day. But I'm with you, Ike. I mean, I said it the other day. You know, after they got born, I said my next project was Vector. And Justin and Jack, y'all kind of stole my thunder because that was my thing was not only just this play, but the value down the road is going to be upside because when Lane leaves, he could potentially slide back out to his spot. So there's some more intangible value
and keeping him in the continuity in line. And I think that's probably the most important thing, you know, as far as my choice. But I agree, we need the DE, and I think they'll solve that. We got a number of options out there, but I think the Mets, we got to roll with Beckton. I'm on with Beckton for sure.
He was great this year. He was absolutely great. Maybe there's a chance he can slide to tackle. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Well, I mean, he's still got time to work on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Lane's not retiring right now.
Yep. Beckton's a big guy. Lane is a physical standpoint. Lane is both him and Mailata, you just see when you look at them, they are not only they're big, they're just so solid
and
athletic. It's really crazy to see. If you've never, having stood next to Jordan Mailata, it is crazy, you know, not just big, but solid, you know. Bruce, give us a bad guy you cheer for.
Hey, now, I didn't hear the whole show because I've been busy today, so I'm going to do my lame impression. You know, I hope somebody didn't take this already, but I'm going to go ahead with my lame impression of the bad guy. Say hello to the bad guy, Scarface.
Uh-huh. Oh, Scarface could be. Yeah.
Who's the bad guy?
That's a goat one.
Yeah.
That's a goat level.
Definitely rooted for Scarface.
100%. That is Mount Rushmore level bad guy, bad guy that you cheer for. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, I mentioned it's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, you're going to enjoy this because we're going to give Ike an opportunity to talk about LeBron. And I just, that's one of my favorite things. Will you will accept that opportunity, correct?
Ike? Oh, me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Always.
Are you going to accept that J.J. Redick's a difference-making coach?
No.
Okay.
Luka's a difference-making player to obtain.
But with great coaching, you got better sets.
Right. Oh, yeah. They got to the finals with Jason Kidd. All right. That is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.